Welcome to Talking About Kids. I am your host, R. Bradley Snyder, researcher, activist, and co-author of the What Every Child Needs to Know series of board books for pre-readers. In honor of Indigenous Peoples Day, I thought I would use this mini-episode to look at Indigenous kids, their rights, and really the rights of all children. And I want to start by looking at a United Nations report on Indigenous kids. It begins, "Indigenous children and youth have much to contribute to the world as empowered individuals with a profound understanding of their Indigenous identity, cultural heritage, sustainable living, and connection to their lands and territories." But it goes on to say, quote, "At the same time, Indigenous youth experience much higher rates of suicide and self-harm compared to other youth. Indigenous youth and children face many further challenges, including lack of culturally appropriate education in their own languages, illiteracy and dropout rates, discrimination, forced relocation and loss of land, environmental pollution, unemployment, incarceration and lack of legal protection, armed conflict, massive migration towards the cities, traffic and sexual exploitation, lack of healthcare services, malnutrition, HIV/AIDS, suicides, and self-harm." The report goes on to state that the rights of Indigenous kids are protected two ways. First, through the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, but most powerfully through the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child was passed in 1990. In its preamble, it states, quote, "The child, for a full and harmonious development of his or her personality, should grow up in a family environment, in an atmosphere of happiness, love, and understanding," end quote. It goes on to say that the child should be brought up, quote, "in a spirit of peace, dignity, tolerance, freedom, equality, and solidarity," end quote. And finally, it states that, quote, "the child, by reason of his physical and mental immaturity, needs special safeguards and care, including appropriate legal protection before as well as after birth," end quote. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child is the most widely ratified human rights treaty in the world, period. It has been ratified by every nation on the planet, except one, the United States. A 2015 report from the Congressional Research Service lays out the United States' objections to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. And the objections fall into two buckets. The smaller bucket is some lawmakers object to anything that the UN wants to impose. They object on the grounds that any declaration infringes on the United States' sovereignty. The larger bucket of objections contains beliefs by some lawmakers that the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child infringes on parental rights in the United States. According to the Congressional Research Service, these lawmakers primarily object to seven articles in the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. They object to Article 16, which asserts that a child has the right of privacy. They object to Article 13, which asserts that a child has the right to freedom of expression, including, quote, "freedom to seek, receive, and impact information and ideas of all kinds. They object to Article 14, which asserts that children should have the freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. They object to Article 17, which again asserts that a child should have freedom to access of information. They object to Article 28, which asserts that a child has the right to education. They object to Article 19, which asserts that a child should be free from corporal punishment, stating, quote, "No child should be subjected to physical or mental violence, injury or abuse, neglect or negligent treatment, maltreatment, or exploitation." And finally, they object to Article 15, which states that a child should have freedom of association, quote, "recognizing the rights of the child to freedom of association and to freedom of peaceable assembly," end quote. Taken as a whole, those lawmakers who have and who continue to block the U.S.'s ratification of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child simply do not believe that children have rights, the way that for centuries, similar lawmakers have denied the rights of indigenous people. I hope you are having a meaningful Indigenous Peoples Day. Full-length Talking About Kids episodes return next week. As always, our theme song is by The Senators. For more of their music, go to thesenatorsmusic.com.